Rabbi Sai, we're going to be learning today the sugya of Ribbis Derech Mekach Umemker, specifically sugya of Psika. So, generally Ribbis is, when we discuss Ribbis, the Isser in the Torah, or if it's the Rabbanon, the Isser in the Rabbanon, to take Ribbis, that's in the context of a loan, where you have a borrower, a loive who borrows money, and then when he repays more than he borrowed, and that's ribbis. And Tera As is ribbis on many counts. When a person enters into a transaction to buy something, to sell something, to lease, to rent, to hire a worker, this is not a loan. And obviously, ribbis can't apply because ribbis is in the context of a loan. But the Rabbanon made many, many gzeris, that things that appear to be ribbis, they assert because ribbis was so rampant, the Rishonim say, and people don't really see what's wrong with ribbis, and they don't want any even reyach of ribbis happening, something that even looks like ribbis or it smells like ribbis, because then people will come to do the real ribbis, ribbis deraisa. So one of the gzeris that the Rabbanon made, that Chazal made, is ribbis derech mekach umemker. Ribbis derech mekach umemker means, in the context of psika. Psika, what is the definition of a psika? A psika is a prepayment. A psika is you're fronting money. A lekeach, a buyer, is coming, and he's fronting money. He's paying for an item prior to the actual transaction. Al pi Torah, a person pays for something, a purchase, when he buys it. When he pays before he buys it, he's paying early. He's fronting money. There is no transaction yet, there's no mechira yet, because the meicher, the seller, is not delivering on the goods. So I am paying early. And Chazal said, this looks a little like a loan. Looks a little like a loan, because why are you giving, why are you lekeach, why are you buyer giving the seller, giving the meicher money? It sounds like you're lending him money. That's called a psika. A psika means we have an agreement to do a sale, and I'm fronting money to the seller. Right, I'm fronting money to the seller. So the lekeach, the person buying it, who's giving the money for the pre-sale, for the future sale, right? He's fronting the money. The lekeach, the buyer, is fronting the money. He looks like a malva. Okay, it's important to get these terms really let it sink in. And if you need to hit pause, and just calibrate what I'm saying here. The lekeach who's fronting money, he's a malva. He's lending money to the meicher, to the seller. The seller is now holding on to the money, and then he'll give you the item later. Now, what happens if we kotzatz? If we say, okay, here's the price of the item, and you paid for it in advance, and then it goes up later. So it looks like, since you lent the money, quote unquote lent, because not really lent, but since you prepaid, which looks like lent, since you prepaid for the money, for the item, and then you got an item worth more, this looks like ribbis. Okay? So, and this is obviously very, very negeya in today's wacky world of supply chain chaos, because there's many, many industries where you can't get a hold of something. If a person wants a fridge, a dryer, a washing machine, there's a wait. Basic appliances, there's a wait. The appliance seller is taking money and holding it for the people that are willing to pay for it in advance. Are you allowed to do that? Because we're locking in a price. The prices are fluctuating wildly, especially with the inflation. So what's happening is that if I own A to Z appliances and you want a fridge, it's $1,000. Give me the $1,000. When I get the fridge, I'll give it to you. But I'm not giving you a fridge now, so you're lending me money. What happens when you get the fridge and it's worth $1,200 because of inflation, because it went up? Now the cost of a fridge went up. So it looks like, since you prepaid $1,000, between me and you, it is like that. You actually prepaid and you got yourself a better deal because it's going up. So it has a tsura, it has a appearance that you lent the money of $1,000 to the A to Z appliance, and in lieu of the loan, he's giving you a worth of $1,200 worth of refrigerators, and that becomes a problem. And that is what the sugya of psika is. Okay, that's the hakdama. And when we learn the sugya of psika, we stop from a Mishnah Ayin Beis, and we'll circle back to all the Gemaras that are in the Gaya. And this Mishnah Ayin Beis and Mid Beis is in Perek Ezer Neshach, which is the Perek of of the laws of ribbis. The Mishnah says, "Ein paiskin al peiris." You can't do a psika on peiris, right? Which means you're fronting money for future delivery of peiris. Ad shiyotza shah, until the marketplace went out, which basically means so the marketplace is functioning and in existence, and until there is a current clear set market for the item. And the Rishonim explained it, the Paiskim Mamayrach, that this means that this really means two things. It means it's available, and it means it has a set price. That means you can go for a set price and buy it. There's a current availability, and there's a price. So if I'm buying a fridge, and he actually, A to Z appliance actually is out, other people have fridges, and there's a set price. And generally, in today's world, the price is, well, I shouldn't say it anymore. I used to say the prices were set, but now the price is a bananas. But, so scratch that. But you're buying an appliance, and it's Yatzah Shah. Yatzah Shah means many people have the fridge. He happens to have run out in the fridge. This is really pre-supply chain chaos. So he doesn't have it, but he takes the prepayment. He says, if you pay for it, I'll order for you. If you pay for it, I'll order for you the fridge. And the fridge prices are set. That's the lach of Yatzah Shah. A place can appear such Yatzah Shah. It already exists on the market. Yatzah Shah, once it exists on the market, Paiskin, afal pisha in lezeh yesh lezeh. Even though this guy doesn't have it, the other guy does have it. Who are we talking about? We're talking about the Meicher. Rashi is very clear about this in the beginning of the Perek. When we say afal pisha in lezeh yesh lezeh, we're talking about the Meicher. So which means, me, the Lekeach, is going and he's fronting money. And the Meicher is taking the money and he's delivering goods later. But the Meicher can right away, the seller can right away take the money and convert it into a fridge because the fridges are available and give you the fridge. It's available. He can get it right away. So we don't see that there's really a delay, an inherent delay, and we don't see that if it went up later, it was because of the delay. If the Meicher can get it right away, we see this transaction is getting done right away. It's the best way I can explain it to you. Now, that's the Mishnah. And what's fascinating is if you go to the Gemara takes an entirely different angle to why it's mutter, of why Psika is mutter. Again, Psika over here is mutter because the Meicher can access it right away by Yatzah Shah. Okay? And it's important to speak out here because I don't know if we'll go through it inside, but there's two primary heterim by psika. One is Yatzah Shah, which means the lekeach paying to the meicher. The buyer is paying it to the seller. The seller is taking the money and he doesn't have the goods, but he can get it right away because Yatzah Shah is available, that's mutter. If the seller has the goods, he has one dryer, one refrigerator, one washing machine. He just keeps it there because it's in his display. He's not really interested in selling it. And he's taking tons and tons of prepayments on a washer and a dryer and a refrigerator. But that model, that specific model, the halacha is, that's called yeshla. He has it. If he has it, then there's no sugya. There's no problem of psika. Okay, so it's important to keep that in mind. If the lekeach prepays to the meicher and the meicher has the item, even though the meicher is not giving this item, he's waiting for the different item to come. He's waiting for the same item, but just a different one to come in because he doesn't want to use his display one, then the halach is, that's called yeshloi, which means that's self-explanatory, the meicher has it. If the meicher has it, it's not called a psika. Why is it not called a psika? Because we don't see that you made money, the lekeach got a better value since he paid early, because really the lekeach, the meicher could have delivered on it right away. The meicher has it, he could deliver it on the way. It's almost like we see the transaction happen, even though it didn't really happen. But in the terms of ribbis, we see it really happen. So to have a problem of psika, to have a problem of prepayment, and be over on the isum mit rabbanon of ribbis derech meicher mamker, two things have to happen. It's not available right now, that the meicher can't deliver it right now if he wants to, and the meicher doesn't have it right now. Okay, now let's see the Gemara in Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amri Tervayo, my time, Amr Rabbanon, Paiskan al Shah Shibishuk." What is the reason that you're allowed to the lekech to give money and make a psika and lock in a price? He's allowed to lock in a price on the Shah Shibishuk, the availability and the stability of the price of the marketplace. So the Gemara says, "V'aval pisha enla," even though the meicher doesn't have it now. So lechayra, it looks like ribbis. So Shah Shibishuk, who cares that it's available? I'm giving you now money and then you're giving me an added value later because it might have gone up, right? Even if it didn't go up, it might have gone up, but the shas the secret is usher. If it could go up, it's usher, and everything could go up. So a mele, it's usher if it's not available in the market and it's in loy. The amar lei, because the lekeach, the person who's lending the money, says shakila tavuscha v'shad yechrizri, which means even if you give me a better value, you're not doing me any taiva. My honestly, how did you help me? The lekeach says to the meicher, I paid you early and you helped me. You gave me added value. Like the definition of ribbis is that the malva gives money to the loiva, and then the loiva gives more back. Now the malva got something. He got a certain growth in his money that he wouldn't have got if he wouldn't have lent it. So we say, that's ribbis. You lend money and you got more back. The lekeach who's lending the money says something else entirely over here. He says, this is a gemara again, samach gimel amud beis. The gemara says, my honestly, the lekeach says, I gave you money, but did you help me? How did you help me? Yehavali zuzi biyadi, if I wouldn't have given you the money, I would still have the money. Hamazvini bihini bishili, I would have bought it. It's available on the market. Which means, let's just give an example. We're talking about a fridge, so we'll continue talking about a fridge. The Gemara is talking about Paris, but Paris is generally available right now. So people have Paris in the store. So it's not so Negea. You walk in and there's no Paris and you have a prepayment on Paris. So let's talk about something that is Negea. You need a fridge. You walk into A to Z Appliance and you say, I need a fridge. So I need a fridge because I need a fridge for my bungalow in a few months. So they say, fine, you will try to have one in the time for the summer, but you have to pay for it up front right now. Now, if this fridge is available everywhere, even if A to Z doesn't have a fridge right now, and it goes up by the summer and I got an added value, we don't say, well, since you prepaid the money, for the fridge, you lent him money. And since you lent him money, you got a better value on your fridge. We don't say that. Why don't we say that? Because the lekeach could say, I had the money. I could have bought it on the spot from someone else. It's on the market. It's available. I don't need you. I could have done a regular mecher and gotten what I got out of this transaction. So it's not because I lent you money that I got an added value. I could have not lent you money. I could have bought it straight out and on the market. It's available on the market. So the lekeach comes with a taina, and the lekeach says, I don't need you to get the added value, and it's not because I lent you money. I'm married to get taina. I could have bought it cheaper even before it went up. That's the Gemara Svar. Now, it's important to understand how these two Svaras come together, because there's a Mishnah, which we said, in Ayin Beis and Mid Beis, and the Mishnah says clearly, that it's the moicher talking, okay? There's two people, there's two parties here. There's the guy who's fronting the money, he's the lekeach. The moicher's receiving the money, he's the loiva, because he's receiving the loan, the quote-unquote loan, but it's really a prepayment on a sale. Now, the din of Yotza Shar, what's the svar of Yotza Shar? Yotza Shar means it's available. So the Gemara says Yotza Shar is available, so the lekeach, the person lending money, he says, I don't need you, moicher, I could have bought it straight out, right? The meicher, he could have also gotten it. What's the two things? So, who's talking about the meicher? Talking about the lekeach. Is it the meicher? Is it the lekeach? The Mishnah is talking about the meicher, and the Gemara is talking about the lekeach. And the Gemara in Samach Gimel says, Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amri Tevah, my timer. Look at the Mishnah. It says, Afal Pisha Ein Lozeh Yesh Lozeh, which is a svar in the meicher. It's not a svar in the lekeach. So while it's a lot of moving parts, and it's very wild, and no one seems to be acknowledging, these moving parts are not acknowledging each other. Right? So, it's important to understand something on a very fundamental level, and the Poskim speak about this, the Ikra, B'Kvega, and the Mishnah in Beis, the Beis Meir, and others, is that the din of Ribbis Derech Mekach Memker is only Shaykh if it's a Mekach. If it's a Halva, it's going to be Aser. Which means, when I'm lending money when I'm buying something, Mi'a Lekech, I'm buying something from a Meicher, am I buying it or am I actually lending money? How do we actually look at this transaction? I'm buying? I'm not buying. The guy's not selling yet. In fact, doesn't even have it yet. I'm putting money on a fridge. I'm giving him money. He doesn't have a fridge. Am I buying it or am I lending? If he's lending money, so then it's going to be us no matter what. Because if it's lending, it's much more chumra. Okay? The first basis of the heter of Yotza Shar is that we see that I'm putting money on a Kenyan Mekach. It's not a Halvua. It's a Mekach. Now, what makes it a Mekach? Says Rabbi Kiveger, it needs to be Yotza Shar that the Moicher has the availability. The Moicher, the person receiving the money, has availability to execute the sale now. Even though he doesn't have it, excuse me, he can go to the Shuk now and he could buy it with that money. So now we say, okay, even though the fellow, the moicher, doesn't have the item, he has the availability to get the item. So now we're in the category of a mekach. Now it's ribbis derech mekach. It's not a loan. It's a mekach. That's step A, okay? And now we want to know step B. Step B is, okay, so it's a mekach. But it's a mekach that has a tzuris ribbis. It should be us midir abanon. Because the ribbis derech mekach umemker. So what difference does it make that if it's available, it's mutter? The fact of the matter is, the lekeach fronted money. And the fact of the matter is, by fronting money, he ended up getting a better deal. And that itself should say that it's also, so in our case, that means, is that the bungalow dweller put extra money, Hanukkah time, he not extra, I'm sorry, he just prepaid on the fridge for his bungalow in the summer. He gets it delivered in the summer, and by then it's worth $500 more, the fridge. So the Gemara wants to know, that looks like ribbis. That looks like ribbis. You prepay. Now, it's not we know it's not a loan. It's a payment of a sale. We can acknowledge that, because maybe the bungalow, maybe A to Z appliance could have delivered the appliance right away. But the fact is, he didn't deliver it right away. And I ended up receiving, when did I receive the fridge? I received it down the line in the summer. And I received an item that had an added value more than I prepaid. And prepayment does look like halva, even though it's not halva. We know it's not halva because it's Yotza Shar. That's what the Mishnah says, that if the Moicher can get it, it's called a Mekach. Fine, it's a Mekach. But I prepaid on a Mekach, and I got an added value. And the Gemara on Samach Gimel wants to know, why is it Mutter? And I'm going to explain why it's Mutter, but I want everyone to... It's two layers. Layer one is, how did we get into ribbis derech mekach? The reason why is it not regular ribbis? That's the Mishnah and Beis Mid Beis, that the moicher can execute the sale by getting it right away. It's yatzar shah. It's available to the moicher to get and then to give to the lekeach. So now it's a mekach. And now the Gemara wants to know, okay, so it's a mekach, and that's the Gemara Samach Gimel. My time amra abon and poskal shana shebashuk. Why did they actually allow it even in ribbis derech mekach umemker? Why did they allow it? So on this, the Gemara says, Asvara, Maridik Asvara, that the Lekeach has a taina. I don't need you, and I could have been Nene, the Lekeach, who's lending the money, so to speak, lending the money. He's fronting the money to the recipient, the seller. He says, I don't need you to get that added value. I almost didn't get that value from you. There's a market of fridges. I could have bought it from anyone who had it. You happen to be out of stock. Everyone else is in stock. In a situation where everyone else is in stock. So I don't need an added value from you. And if I don't need the added value from you, then we don't see it's because I fronted money to you, I got the added value later. I could have bought it without fronting money. I could have bought it from someone who had it, Yashloi, and put the money down and took it in the fridge. So now that you gave it to me later, that has no bearing on it's not connected to the fact that I fronted money and it has a little of a tzuris halva. And Mela, it's not a hana that I got because I fronted money. And that's the svar of the Gemara. Okay? So that's the halacha of psika. That's the basic halacha of psika. That if it's yeshloi, if the meicher has it, it's for sure mutter. But even if the meicher doesn't have it, again, if the meicher has it, it's mutter, even though he's not giving you the one that's yeshloi, it's still mutter, because it looks like the sale is happening right now, because he has it. So no one's going to say it looks like ribbis. The guy has it. The meicher has it. He's not giving it. For whatever reason, he's not giving it. He wants to give a different one that's coming in from China tomorrow. But he has it. If he has it, it doesn't look like a loan. And even if he doesn't have it, if the Moicher can get it right away, and the Lekeach can get it right away, so we don't see that because I fronted money, I got an added value later. That's a din of Yotza Shah. Okay, now, let's just go through some cases. You know, if you have sometimes you have a book release, and the book is not really printed yet, but there's a lot of hype about a book release, and they're taking pre-sales. This happens a lot in many different markets, in the markets of items that have new releases. It could be in the leasing industry, in the car industry, the new Odyssey is coming out, or the new Genesis SUV is coming out. And the dealers have limited quantity and they're taking pre-sales and they're taking more than just the deposit. They're taking money on it. Because who should they reserve it for? They have limited supply. So people, they're almost pre-selling. They're pre-selling the cars. People are pre-selling strollers for the new Bugaboo that's coming out. And they're pre-selling books in the Judaica store. Now, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to take money on a pre-sale? Now, a pre-sale essentially is a psika. The item's not on the market yet because it's a pre-sale. It didn't come out yet. So it's lo yatzah shah. So how is it mutter? So it's a good question. The answer is it's not mutter. But if the Judaica store has one copy of the book, right, and it's sitting there on display, it's their display copy, they're allowed to sell. They're allowed to sell one. They can't. You can't come in and pay pre-sale, pre-buy on two books because they only have one. But you could buy one. And the next person could buy one. Meaning when I say buy, I mean put money down, pre-buy it, pay for it, prepay it, prepay for it, and then you get the book when it comes in. Since they have one, it's Yeshla. Yeshla is mutter. They could have one of these new cookbooks, and they could sell thousands and thousands on pre-sale if they sell one at a time. Every person they're selling against the Yeshla, they could do it again and again. Okay? And if it comes to be that, and if they know what they're doing, they know they're being selling on Yeshla. Inevitably, what happens is one salesman who's unaware of this entire halachic binyan, halachic structure that we're discussing, and then there, and this this salesman at night, someone comes in and asks for the book, and he's completely unaware, or she's completely unaware of what's going on. She says, oh, we have one more on display. And they sell that one on display, and then 2 weeks later, for 2 weeks and 3 weeks, they're still pre-selling on this book, or one day, it doesn't make a difference, and they don't have the Het of Yeshloi, and now we got problems, because it's a Ribbis Dech Mekichu Memker. You have to make sure that that Yeshloi stays there, and this is the same halacha for the appliance store, obviously, if they have one for display. That specific one, it has to be that specific one. If it's a different model, it's a different item, obviously. But if they have that specific fridge, they're allowed to take pre-sales, they're allowed to take payment in full. Why? Yeshloi. They have it. It's a functioning item, and they have it. So that becomes, that's mutter. When people buy subscriptions for a magazine or for a newspaper, and they prepay for the whole year, and they get a discount, that is extremely problematic. And the reason why it's problematic is because, well, let's go through it. We know the sugya now. We know the basics of the sugya. Is it problematic or not? I'm buying whatever it is. Either it's a weekly or a monthly, but let's say it's a weekly. I'm buying 50 issues for the next 50 weeks of the magazine. I'm prepaying and I'm getting a discount. Now, obviously, the magazine company, the publisher doesn't have 50 volumes. Didn't even the news that they're going to be writing about didn't happen yet, unless they're right, unless they're really, really behind. So you're prepaying, you're getting a discount. It's lo yotza shar. It's not available, these 50 items. It's ein lo. They don't have these 50 items, and because you're prepaying, you're getting a discount, and that l'chayra is not beseder. Now, I want to say that I have seen people written on this, and people are making a very big mistake to a certain degree, I believe. This is just my opinion. And they write that you should know that the discount, it's not really a discount, even though it says discount. The reason why it's not a discount is because you're buying bulk. They come with this theory of bulk. And the theory of bulk states that since you're buying 52 issues, it is cheaper. It is a natural natural depreciation of price in terms of the buyer. He gets it cheaper because he bought so many, and that's how it works. And also, they want to show it to the avatars. They have subscribers that they can get ads, and therefore you're not getting it cheaper. Even though it says you're getting cheaper, it's not cheaper. It's because one costs more than many, and that's the laws of bulk. And Ayin Sham, that's how Costco runs their business, or that's what they claim to. I don't know if they do or don't. But Rabbi Sai, there's something we have to keep in mind. The halacha of psika has nothing to do with discounting. And these theses that have been written to justify early payments that seem to be discounted, and these thesis writers are saying, no, it's not discounted because it's bulk. We understand their point that it's bulk, but being bulk makes it that it's not discounted. But even if it's not discounted, there's an issa psika, if it's lo yatzah shar and enloi. right? So let's understand this. If a person is koitzitz on peiris, a person is the Mishnah on the Afayim Beis, when it says a person's buying peiris and it's ein loy, and it's loyotza shar, which means the meicher doesn't have the peiris, and the lekeach is fronting the money to the meicher for the peiris. And it's loyotza shar means it's not yet available, the peiris on the market where the meicher can fulfill the transaction, and there's no way for him to execute this transaction on his end and deliver the peiris. The lach is itzasa. Now, that's the din of ein poiskin. You can't do a psika when it's loyotza shar ein loy. Is that also because you discounted it? Absolutely not. There's no discounting. We're just trying to get the right price. But the problem is the price can go up eventually when it comes out. It's not available yet, but the price can go up when it comes out. And if the price can go up when it comes out, you're locking in a price against a potential future price increase. And that's the halacha of ein poiskin. It's not because you're discounting. It's because there might be a future appreciation of price. So when I'm buying a subscription magazine and I'm locking it in for $5 a week, and that's the price right now, and now I'm getting it for $4 a week because I am buying it bulk, so I'm getting it 4 times 50 instead of 5 times 50. And you want to say 4 times 50 is not a cheap, you're not getting a discount against the $5 a week rate because you're buying bulk. It's not really you're getting a discount because you're fronting money. It's you're getting a discount because you're buying bulk. Bulk is cheaper, but not because you're fronting money. That's a fair point, if it is a fair point. I'm not even going to concede the point, but if it is a fair point, right? It's good. So then you're paying the right price. You're fronting money and you're buying 50 future magazines and you're paying the right price. Beautiful. But here's the problem. In 3 months, the cost of paper went up. The magazine raised their prices, but they didn't raise it on you. And you know what? They didn't raise it on you. They didn't raise it on you because you prepaid and you locked in a price. And that's the halacha of impoiskin al peiris shiyotza shar. Because the price might go up, you are getting an added value later. When they deliver it, they're giving you an added value. Now it comes, the weekly magazine, and it says $7. And now, if you want to buy it for 12 months, it's not $4 anymore, it's $6. So the value of the magazine went up. The value of the newspaper went up. The subscription became more valuable. But you don't have to pay more. Why don't you have to pay more? The answer is because you fully paid the subscription, the 52 issues, 50 issues. You paid it up front. That's halacha ben poskin yotzei shar rabbeisai. What's the eitzah around that? A few eitzahs, but as long as the magazine won't cash you, as long as they don't, you're just mechuyev to pay, but they'll bill you every week. They'll charge your credit card weekly, maybe even monthly. But they're not charging you up front. It's just a hischayvus where you obligate yourself to pay, and they'll bill it. And they're locked in, and they have your credit card, and they're going to bill every week or every month. But they're not taking the money up front. So then that's fine. That's not paiskin. Paiskin means you paid up front. You could lock yourself in. You could obligate yourself to pay, but you can't pay. If you're paying, you have a problem, right? You could do that. You could send head checks where they'll pay later. You could even tell them not to use the money, whatever the case is. But when you give them money on a future subscription and they are locking you into a price that becomes problematic, this problem is across the board. It exists in the service industry, I believe, or the rental industry. You know, you have camps that are offering early bird specials if you pay up front and things like that. I'm not talking about just a little down payment, a little deposit, pre-registration and things like that, just to get people to come. And it's not really a prepayment, it's not helping their cash flow. I'm talking about a serious deposit, right? And you're locking in a price, and it could be even ahead of that, the discounting the price. This rabbi side becomes very serious issues of the din of poiskin al peiris shiyotza shar. And it's something that we have to keep in mind throughout our daily lives.